Hi, I'm Tennille.
And I'm Kelsey, and we're financial advisors from Allman Partners True Wealth, bringing you thought-provoking conversations around you, your money, and your life on the Wealth Experience podcast.
Welcome back, Wealth Experience listeners. Today we're headed into another bite-sized technical recording, and the subject that we want to speak about today, that we speak about with a lot of soon-to-be investors who are thinking about getting started and building their wealth as quickly as possible, is lending. So if you want to make money and accelerate your growth potential, tune in now. All right, Kelsey, I've heard you say this one before: the best time to start investing is yesterday. But if we've missed that, the best time is today, right?
Kind of. The best time to plant a tree is yesterday. But it's the same concept, right? You want to plant a tree and take the fruit and keep the tree growing to bear more fruit.
I actually just had to get a tree replanted yesterday. So it's so funny that you're talking about that. There was a tree near my pool and we had to get it excavated out and then replanted back in. But we're not talking about trees today. I am talking about money. A common objection that we do get quite a bit is, but I don't have any money to start, or I don't have enough money to start just yet. So I thought we would talk a little about borrowing money to invest to get you a leg up. This one really excites me actually, because we had a listener pose a question to us about this exact topic, wanting to know what the different options are to start a borrowing strategy for investment purposes. So, Kels, maybe you can share a bit of an example. Do you have any clients that have used money to invest before? Obviously you have, but...
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I do really like this strategy. I think it's fantastic for people that are young, strong cash flow, want to get ahead in life. So borrowing to invest, I'll give you an example of one of the ways that it can be done and the benefits of it. So let's say someone's saving capacity is $25,000 a year, and that's what they could put in to start an investment. It's going to take them a lot longer than somebody that borrows a chunk of money straight away and invests it to get to their long-term goals, right? The earlier that you're investing, the more money that you've got invested, the more growth that you're going to get over the long term, right? So an example of where you can use borrowing to invest gearing effectively to your advantage is to, let's say you've paid down your home loan, or you've paid down a good chunk of it. So you've made those extra repayments and that's what you've been doing. That's your strategy to date. Well, all of a sudden you've got some equity in there now that you can draw back on. So a really good strategy is to effectively draw back that equity in an investment loan. Use that money to invest. So let's take an example of someone's got $200,000 worth of equity in their home. And this was the person that could only save $25,000 a year. You're going to get to the point that you need to get to 4 years earlier than what you would if you just tried to save that. Okay. So you draw that money back, invest it, and then all of a sudden you've got a tax deduction on the interest rate on that portion of the loan.
People love tax deductions. So it's a win-win.
Right, win-win. Tax deductions and more money invested quicker. So great strategy. A couple of things to think about in that space is, of course, you've got to be able to afford those repayments. So your cash flow is going to change because now you've got more debt to repay.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think it's an exciting one. This whole area, if you have a well thought out borrowing investment strategy, and when you see that actually come to fruition, right? So I have had clients that have been on an investment journey with me for a little over a decade now. They were very young when they started out, and you know, they started in a similar situation. So they commenced an investment strategy with a total of around about $50,000 by putting in the savings that they had and then adding some borrowing, so borrowing money and putting that into the investment portfolio as well. They've actually continued borrowing against that portfolio, that loan every year since then, and saving into the investment as well. So a bit of a dual strategy there to get the benefits of what we call that dollar cost averaging, where you're buying regularly along the space of time, but increasing both their level of savings and increasing their relative level of loan lending along the way. Currently, their net investment position, so not forgetting that they have that loan that they've been taking out additional money on, their net investment position is a little over $500,000, which is just a great outcome. Mm. About a decade's down the track, started with 50,000, have 10 times that, 10x that, and now they've got over $500,000 invested.
Yeah, which is really fantastic. And the benefits of borrowing money to invest are that you have a higher amount, as I said earlier, which you can increase the compounded return on that you do achieve. So really speaking, the more you have, the more you make. one of the things that you do need to consider is that borrowing does increase your risk, because during market highs, you have more money, but during negative periods, you experience the lows, which is...
Yeah, definitely like in a larger space when there's that real dollar value attached.
Yep, so there's lots of different ways that you can borrow money and invest. So there's a difference between taking an investment loan and doing principal and interest repayments so you continue to pay that loan down, or taking a margin loan, just having interest-only repayments, and then having what we call a margin call come into play and be a factor. Which we'll talk about that later on, no doubt, anyway, to know.
Exactly. And if our listeners are interested in learning more about protecting themselves from those kinds of risks that you're talking about, we did a podcast, Pursuing a Better Investment Experience. So tune into that one and get those really good tips. But assuming that you have a good investment plan, borrowing money to invest can really help you get ahead, like you say. In fact, my husband actually started this strategy when he was quite young. He used a bit of a lending strategy, which allowed us to use that capital and created a way to help us get to our goals, buying our first home. So it can help you get to those other goals, so long as you understand lending and those risks involved.
Mm, yeah. And I think, a common question or thought is, where do you actually start? So perhaps you don't have to actually have savings that you can part with for the investment purposes just yet. And if you're starting at zero, you could borrow on a non-secured loan to invest. Mm. So if there's nothing there, you'd obviously have to have the cash flow to be able to do that. So you could make the repayment. So you'd have to have some level of surplus cash flow. But the bank would in that instance charge you a higher level of interest on that loan. So it's something to be aware of. If you're borrowing money to invest, you are going to have a higher interest rate than what you would typically on a home loan. But the benefits are that the debt would be tax deductible. So the additional interest is a cost that you need to consider, but you are going to get some tax deductions for it.
100%. And if it's not attractive to you, so if you're thinking about borrowing to invest, but you go, well, the bank's going to lend to me at such a high interest rate that I don't want to start there, the next logical situation is just to save a little bit of money first, right? And then once you've built that, consider a loan that might be secured, for example, by investment. So you're talking about this earlier, the example being the margin loan. The benefits of a margin loan, those style of products where it's secured by the investment themselves, is that you're likely to get a lower rate than a personal unsecured loan, and none of your personal assets are therefore at risk because the bank is only taking security over the investments that you've purchased. But you do need to consider the risks that a margin loan actually carries. The big one being a margin call. So this situation is where the bank tells you that you can only borrow up to a certain level of the overall lending position, so the overall position of the portfolio. So a margin loan says, I've got these investment assets, I'll let you borrow up to 70% or whatever the number might be, but the bank actually has security over those investment assets. They're able to monitor those assets, and if we do go through a market fall, so if we think back to the global financial crisis, if the overall value of the margin loan is higher than the allowable borrowing percentage, that would actually trigger what they call a margin call. And when that happens, the only options that you've got to rectify a margin call situation are putting more money into your investments. Secondly, you can pay down the loan. Or thirdly, they'll force you to sell assets to pay down the loan. And that can be the real problem if you're selling assets when markets have fallen and they're lower in value.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, to counter some of those risks, you have to start with some smart contingencies before you go into this. So having a low level of borrowings to start with, having money in the bank to fund a payment into the investments or the loan if you are at risk of margin calls. So have a backup plan and diversify your portfolio well so you're reducing the risk of markets dropping significantly and then not coming back.
Definitely. And so margin calls, they're not perfect. Margin loans are not perfect, but they definitely give you a leg up. They give you ability to get into the market and get that borrowings in place, not put your personal assets at risk. But like you said, there is a third option. If you're in that situation where you are lucky enough to own property already and you've got equity to borrow against your home and invest, that can be quite attractive. It can often yield you the best levels of interest rates because those loans secured by property often have much lower interest rates and may give you that flexibility of having sometimes being able to take interest-only payments or oftentimes you might just have that as a principal and interest payment split over a long time, like a 30-year loan term. Benefits are there's no risk of margin call, and then you just need to consider those simple things such as if I'm going to buy a house in future and I want to use this equity or I want to use the equity for another purpose such as doing some renovations or whatnot, maybe I don't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And another big thing to consider, and we won't go down the rabbit's hole on this one, is but really important, make sure that you've got adequate insurance in place if this is a strategy that you're taking up. So if something happens to you, you can still make sure that that debt, the extra debt that you're taking, is covered, particularly when you're using it to invest in the share market.
That's really relevant because I think a lot of people, you're right, Kelsey, they think about insuring the property, but you've got to insure yourself. Yeah, because if I'm not working, how am I going to meet these additional repayments?
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel another podcast coming on there. I think we do get an insurance specialist on to go into all of these areas at another point. But to summarize, you know, borrowing money to invest gets you there quicker. You can increase the size of your capital base. You can start with little to no savings. You can save and borrow against your investments. Or lastly, you can use equity in your home and investment property to invest, all the points that Janelle's just touched upon. Of course, there's pros and cons to all of these different strategies, and they really should be discussed with a financial advisor, a mortgage broker, and or a bank manager as part of all of that, and perhaps your accountant too. So now, if you want to know more about borrowing to invest, please let us know your questions. This podcast came about from someone posting us a question and a topic they wanted to hear more on. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, share our content with your family and friends, and we'll see you next time on Wealth Experience.
The opinions of the presenters are objectively ascertainable and are not intended to be financial product or personal advice.